It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by our television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Through the years, I've been amazed at how many people have come up to me and said, "Oh, I've got a favorite old tractor, Max," or "I have the tractor Granddad had." That was the case, by the way, for a tractor we featured this past weekend in my segment, Max's Tractor Shed, on This Week in Agribusiness. The farmer from Iowa not only has the tractor that his grandfather purchased, but he has the sales slip from it and the manual for that tractor. Those stories are among those we share each week on This Week in Agribusiness, along with what's happening in the world of agriculture and some discussion of the markets. We'll talk about the cattle market coming up this weekend, cattle and beef in a little more depth with respected cattle industry analyst Randy Block. Oh, and Greg Solier will take a look at 4 weeks ahead of the weather forecast. Join us on This Week in Agribusiness. Check your local listings. Freezing rain. It's the most dangerous precipitation we can get as it coats roads, bridges, sidewalks, power lines. Now, though the region likely to be affected tonight is fairly limited, freezing rain and sleet are forecast to hit Chicago. It could cause a wide ripple effect for transportation, as flights in many other cities might be affected. The National Weather Service, in fact, has posted an ice storm warning for a wide swath of northern Illinois starting around dinner time tonight. The patriarch of the Ricketts family of Nebraska and Illinois, the family owning the Chicago Cubs, is apologizing for his emails that have been dug up with racist overtones. 77-year-old Joe Ricketts issued a statement saying, "I deeply regret and apologize for some of the exchanges I had in my emails." From This Week in Agribusiness, private crop analysts continue to lower their estimates for Brazil's soybean crop. Respected analyst Mike Coronier has dropped his estimate of the crop again, down to 113 million metric tons. In the Brazilian state of Paraná, Mike says the crop will be down for the first time in 8 years. When the USDA drops a bunch of reports on the grain trade Friday, the updated estimate for Brazil will be closely watched. Knowing USDA's propensity for caution in its estimates sometimes, I think it would be surprising if our government pegs the crop in Brazil as low as Mike has, at least at this point. That Super Bowl commercial where St. Louis-based Anheuser-Busch dropped a bundle of money to demonize corn syrup in its Bud Light spot continues to rile the farmers who grow corn on more than 90 million acres of U.S. cropland. They're keeping the social media lit up about it. Analysts say that Bud Light continues to try to position itself as an option for diet-conscious drinkers. Just a few weeks ago, Bud Light became the first major American beer brand to list nutrition facts and ingredients on the packaging. And I would simply point out that the big beer companies are grasping for anything they can. Their market share continues to shrink. For one thing, the bumper crop of microbreweries springing up across America is eroding the share of the long-established beer brands. But beer consumption overall has been dropping for several years. And in 2017, for the first time, Americans reaching for an alcoholic drink more often reached for a mixed cocktail or a glass of wine than they did for beer. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.